The following is an editorial from Bloomberg Opinion.
This was written by the Bloomberg editorial board. Over five decades, Visa Inc. and MasterCard Inc. have built sophisticated payment networks that are now used for most card transactions around the world. Visa and MasterCard charge merchants hefty fees, more than $100 billion last year alone. Now, after years of litigation, there may be a deal that allows businesses to fight back. As part of a class action suit started in 2005, the companies agreed to slightly reduce their current system-wide average fees for 5 years. They also agreed to allow merchants to band together to negotiate lower fees and to raise prices when they accept cards with higher fees. The settlement would allow merchants to impose surcharges or discounts for almost any card, enabling them to recoup costs or steer customers to cheaper payment methods. Using the pricing power gained from the settlement, retailers should negotiate discounts with card issuers and networks that agree to reduce charges. In time, that should boost companies that are developing their own low-fee mobile payments technology. The model devised by Visa and MasterCard was the product of a very different economy. New competitors should be embraced with open arms and open wallets. This was written by the Bloomberg editorial board. For more Bloomberg Opinion, go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPIN Go on the Bloomberg terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.